Most AI data scientists are not evil people. They want to make knowledge available to the world. And that was actually one of the original intentions of Google back in its founding. Their slogan was, "Don't be evil." Of course, Google became intensely evil, and Google's censorship and algorithms contributed to the mass deaths of literally tens of millions of people around the world during COVID. You know, Google is an evil empire of censorship and deliberate disinformation, but it didn't start that way. And it's critical to understand that right now with AI, you can have a lot of AI data scientists who themselves are very pure of heart, good faith people. They want to solve complex problems, and they are solving them, and they want to make knowledge available to the world. And I love the fact that we have this open source language model movement right now, and we're living in kind of the open source Wild West of AI and large language models. But even those LLMs, such as the Llama language models put out by Meta, they are themselves highly censored. So the data scientists themselves typically aren't the ones pushing censorship, but the corporations funding the project, they will demand censorship on certain topics, such as vaccines or the stolen 2020 election or the history of 9/11, you know, anything where the US empire wants to have an official narrative overriding actual facts and actual history. Well, these AI companies or tech companies like Google, Microsoft, Meta, etc., even OpenAI, they're going to be obedient to basically CIA demands to push false narratives about vaccines for a variety of reasons in order to push human depopulation, etc. But again, the data scientists themselves, this is not their goal. And it's just like with the invention of the atomic bomb. You look at the key scientists there who were involved in atomic energy. They were physicists and they were interested in actually free energy for humanity, unleashing the power of the atom to serve humanity. They were not interested in dropping bombs on civilian populations. And, you know, most of them were riddled with guilt after the atomic bombs were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, because those scientists, of course, you know, they built that system. They figured out the math, they figured out the physics, and then the government weaponized that against humanity, against civilian populations. And that's what government always does. And that's the point of this podcast, is that AI may be starting out as something that is, you know, relatively open, relatively focused on human knowledge, you know, open source projects, etc. But rapidly, governments will weaponize it in order to achieve censorship, surveillance, and to dumb people down, and to push government agendas, which right now are focused on an anti-human extermination slash depopulation agenda. So for those of you out there who are saying, well, AI is going to be used to control humanity and to achieve depopulation and AI is going to be weaponized, you're absolutely correct. Of course it's going to be, because that's what government does with every technology, with the internet, with television, with broadcast radio. You know, they turn it into NPR, massive brainwashing, propaganda, psyops, you name it. Yes, they're already in the process of doing that with AI. But just like with TV or radio or the internet, like, you don't have to go to the mainstream sites on the internet. You can choose instead to go to alternative media. You can choose to read natural news instead of WebMD. You can choose to use alternative search engines instead of Google. And you can use our alternative AI engine called Enoch instead of OpenAI. And our engine is soon to be released at Brighteon.ai. And yes, it's a couple of months delayed, actually 2.5 months behind schedule. We've had some setbacks and some R&D personnel issues as well. But it's going to be released, and it's going to be a breakthrough. And you'll see that, and so many people will use it and benefit from it, because it actually is, it's built to share human knowledge and to allow human beings to learn about nutrition and foods and herbs and vaccines and history and gold and monetary policy, the history of the Federal Reserve, all of that. But we're the exception. Most people will tend to use the mainstream products that are offered to them. And those mainstream products will always be weaponized by government and the CIA in order to dumb people down, to prevent humans from having access to information, to push official narratives that align with the long-term goals of the government itself. And what are those goals? Well, you know, human extermination, depopulation, terraforming, destroying the climate, destroying carbon dioxide to shut down photosynthesis, dimming the sun, like total biosphere destruction, total extermination of the human race. That is the goal of every large government right now. And that's the goal of the WHO. That's the goal of the United Nations. That's the goal of the climate agenda. That's the goal of vaccines, the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, on and on. Okay, that's the top level goal. And actually, once you understand that, everything they do makes perfect sense. Why did they push the COVID pandemic? They needed to get people to line up and be injected with depopulation jabs. And I think it was Ed Dowd that posted on Twitter. He said, Children of Men was a documentary. And yeah, I've said the same thing. Children of Men, it was a sci-fi movie from, I don't know, 15 years ago, something like that, where fertility was wiped out. Nobody can have babies except there was this one baby, and the movie surrounds some of the events of trying to protect this mother while the governments of the world are trying to destroy all fertility. And we are actually living that scenario. Children of Men is a documentary. Yes, that is true. So let me back up here and restate a couple of things. Number one, throughout the history of science, most of the core scientists were actually good faith people who were trying to solve problems for humanity. You could even argue that even the early vaccine scientists, that was in their heart, was to help end disease. And the same thing with those who invented radio, you know, broadcast radio, television, internet, etc., you know, transistors, microchips, all of it. And then every technology got weaponized by government, and then it got deployed as a weapon against humanity. All right? Now, those are the two points so far. The third point that's critical is that individual people like you and I, we have always had avenues to bypass the government weaponization. Always. Like I said, you could choose different alternative websites. You could choose different, like, pirate radio broadcast sites. There were always places you could go. You could get books. You could get, you know, newsletters sent in the mail before the days of the internet. There were always places you could go to get connected to real information. And that is also true with AI. Like I just said, with our AI model, Enoch, which isn't perfect, but it's much better than anything else out there, and it's going to keep getting better. In order to do this, you have to use the technology of the day. So the answer to human freedom and the answer to pushing back against all this censorship and all this these contrived systems of control and surveillance and so on, the answer is not to say, oh, I swear off all technology. I'm not going to use the internet. I'm not going to watch any TV. I'm not going to use email. You know, I'm not going to use AI. All AI is evil, etc. That is not the answer, in my opinion. Although I'm not criticizing groups such as the Mennonites or the Amish. I actually have great respect for those groups. They choose to live without depending on technology. And as a result, they are actually way more advanced than the rest of us in certain ways. And they have healthier children. They have more, you know, hands-on skills, more practical skills, more redundancy, self-reliance, etc. And they're just happier overall. They're happier people. So they've done a lot of things that have positive outcomes. But for the rest of us who are not part of those particular communities which have a very strong, you know, Bible teaching focus, a strong religious focus, etc., I mean, to be a Mennonite, you basically have to memorize almost all of the you know, the New Testament for sure, but and more than that. But for the rest of us, we have to remember that using technology in a decentralized manner is our pathway to freedom, liberty, knowledge, health, you know, all the things that matter, financial preservation even. And this happens to be the subject, by the way, of my new docuseries that's free of charge, and it's launching this Saturday at brightu.com. If you just go to brightu.com and you sign up for it, it's called Breaking the Chains, How to Decentralize Your Life. And there, my co-host and I, Todd Pittner, we interviewed tons of top experts, and we did video tours of food forests and a bunch of how-to information. I did special reports and actually Enoch AI research backing up some of my reports, etc. And we deliver all these interviews to you free of charge at brightu.com. And then, you know, you can optionally purchase the entire download and all the bonus material for a relatively small fee. But that's, of course, totally optional. And you can find that at brightu.com. So why does this matter? Because, again, I believe that if we're going to find freedom in this world where every technology is weaponized against us, we need to find ways to use those technologies to defend ourselves, to empower each other, to uplift ourselves. As government is trying to enslave, we use technologies to set humanity free. And one of those technologies, for example, is cryptocurrency. Although Bitcoin has been sort of seized upon by the establishment, and Bitcoin isn't a privacy coin, so it lacks privacy, there are other projects that are privacy crypto that the government cannot control and cannot limit and can't stop precisely because they are decentralized. And those privacy coin projects include Monero or Xano or Fero, whatever. And those have a very bright future in my view, even though that some people argue there might be a big bubble in crypto right now because of the ties to the dollar, like Bitcoin and Tether, etc., has allowed dollar printing to be able to end up buying a bunch of Bitcoin, which is, you know, pumping up the price. At least that's one argument. Or some people think, no, it's going to go to $1 million a coin, and you know, that's the counter argument. Okay. And whether you think Bitcoin prices are going up or down, the structure of decentralized node-based systems of consensus are themselves resistant to government surveillance and control. And we need these kinds of systems, in my opinion, in medicine, in food. We need decentralized food production, local food production, more home gardening, but also more home medicine and decentralized medicine. That's why I totally oppose state medical boards and the licensing of doctors. It causes far more harm licensing doctors than it does if you had completely unlicensed practice of medicine with people rating the results. You know, because there's public boards or websites where everybody can rate their experience with their doctor. And that actually is far more useful than state medical boards. You know, my point of view is let every form of medicine be practiced and let the patients rate the doctors and rate the results. And that will very quickly ferret out anybody who doesn't know what they're doing or anybody who's, you know, dangerous, like injecting women's butts with concrete mix or whatever crazy stuff they're doing. But, you know, you have licensed medical doctors that are injecting people with toxic mustard gas weapons like derived from World War I. That's called chemotherapy. And that's fully licensed. And that's killing hundreds of thousands of Americans a year. So, you know, licensing medicine just results in state-approved medical homicide. It doesn't stop medical violence against people. It condones it. But that's just one example. Anyway, back to technology and AI, you can bet that AI robots, as those come into existence, and also AI agents that will be replacing a lot of desk jobs, if not most of them in the next 5 years or so, this will also be weaponized by governments. So, I mean, right now we're already seeing that the FDA is going to begin to embrace AI to do its job more effectively, right? So what is the FDA's job? Well, the FDA is a terrorist organization, and the job of the FDA is to terrorize supplement companies and to terrorize superfood companies and herb companies and homeopathic remedy manufacturers in order to protect the lucrative profits of the pharmaceutical industry and the vaccine industry. So AI is only going to make the FDA even more terroristic. It's going to make the FDA's mission of functioning as terrorists more efficient, which is why the real answer is actually to dismantle the FDA, tear it all down, defund the entire federal government. We do not need, you know, people talk about RFK Jr. as head of HHS. Okay, great. I mean, whatever you think of his progress, the truth is we don't need an HHS. So we don't need anybody running it. We don't need an FDA. We don't need an NIH. We don't need a CDC. It's all a total fraud. We don't need an FBI. I mean, what do we need? Yeah, probably need a national defense military to defend our borders. That makes sense. We do need some kind of a judicial system, but we need one that actually functions, unlike our current judicial system that's become a total lawless joke. So government powered by AI is not your friend. Government powered by AI is a bigger enemy against humanity. And that's exactly where all this is going. Now, granted, one benefit of AI running government is that they'll be able to fire all the government workers that don't do anything, that, you know, collect massive paychecks and pensions, just sitting on their asses, doing mostly nothing or pretending to work from home, etc. Well, all those people will be gone, which is great. You know, so that's a benefit. We don't need this massive government payroll. But on the other hand, then you're going to have these AI overlords at the FDA that aren't human, that can't even listen to any kind of reason at all. Not that FDA inspectors listen to reason, but I mean, some of them do, some of them don't. With AI, none of them will. So you're going to see actually AI terrorism inside the federal government, sort of the projection or the magnification of government coercion and violence and threats magnified by AI. That's what you're about to see. I mean, it's going into place right now. So in order to defend yourself, you have to use AI and you have to learn how to decentralize your life. And that's what I teach. And that's where we are working and investing a lot of money in those areas to bring you solutions that help you decentralize. So let me just give you those solutions again. They're all free, by the way. So our Enoch AI engine, when it's released, will be free at brighteon.ai. And then soon after the public cloud-based engine, we'll be releasing a downloadable engine that you can run locally. And it's all free. It's all non-commercial, no advertising, nothing. It's just completely free of charge, free as in free. And then watch my Breaking the Chains mini documentary that begins this Saturday with my co-host Todd Pittner. That's at brightu.com. It's free to watch. It's filled with extraordinarily valuable information that will help you decentralize your life, food, medicine, law, finances, assets, government, information, technology, everything, education. You'll be able to decentralize your life more and more, which will free you from the control grid. And when you do that, you'll be a lot more resistant against any kind of surveillance approaches that try to enslave you. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger at brighteon.com and naturalnews.com and also brighteon.ai. Thank you for listening. Take care.
All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic, and butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt, again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper, and that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, no, I mean, everything's organic, except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula, so it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here, and it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage. We believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.